You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, July 18th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 36%. That's how much the SPDR S&P Software and Services ETF has climbed so far this year. Companies in the index include Shopify, Coupa Software, Anaplan, and Okta. They have all more than doubled year-to-date. That means software companies are going into earnings season trading at record valuations. One analyst suggests that's been helped by low interest rates and high valuations all around. But Barron's points out that the thriving software business may also be a consequence of the widespread adoption of cloud-based software, as well as reductions in companies' armies of expensive salespeople. The next number up is 740 million. That's how many cubic feet of natural gas was wasted during the first quarter. Oil companies often either release excess natural gas or set it on fire. The latter practice of burning gas is known as flaring. Energy producers turn to flaring when pipeline capacity is constrained. But now that practice is facing what's believed to be the first ever dispute. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Pipeline operator Williams Companies is challenging a request by shale producer Exco Resources to flare nearly all of the gas produced by a group of South Texas wells. The case could test state limits for how much of the fuel can legally go to waste, and that may have big implications for energy prices. Our last number is 35%. That's how much shares of Microsoft have increased this year. The climb reflects investor enthusiasm over the company's cloud computing business called Azure and its success in selling software subscriptions like Office 365. The software giant reports results for its fiscal fourth quarter today after the market close. Microsoft is expected to report adjusted per-share earnings much in line with those from the previous quarter. Wall Street analysts are generally optimistic on Microsoft stock. 91% have a buy or equivalent rating, according to FactSet. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, July 18th. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.